We all rely on first responders to come when we call. Firefighters, police, and EMTs save lives and property. But across Vermont, it's now the emergency services that need a lifeline. Departments are having a hard time finding volunteers and even paid staff, and advocates say they'll ask lawmakers next year to step in to try to address the problem. Here's more from VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman.
In Putney, the need to shore up the town's volunteer fire department has been a long time coming. Tom Goddard has been on the Putney Fire Department for almost 25 years and chief since 2001. And in that time, not only has the number of volunteers dropped, but Goddard says the core group, those firefighters he can rely on to show up regardless of the time of day or year, has dwindled to three or four.
At some point very soon, if things don't change for the better, then we're at a critical state where we may not respond to calls.
Putney has been trying to address the problem. A few years ago, voters approved a measure to begin paying firefighters for the time they serve answering calls. And this year at town meeting, Goddard wants to introduce an article that would use town money to pay for medical exams for firefighters and to cover any training. But Goddard worries that it's not just an issue of dollars and cents. As Vermont ages, the people he has get older, and there aren't young men or women around to step up and serve.
The people just aren't here. And we all understand that we need to be brutally honest about things. And we need to have serious discussions locally, regionally, at the state level about what's going to happen. And until that happens, then really we're not going to make a lot of progress.
Every ambulance service, police force, firefighters, they're all having a tough time recruiting people.
Karen Horn is with the Vermont League of Cities and Towns, and she wants lawmakers to try to come up with ways to support Vermont's public safety system. It could mean finding money to help municipalities pay for recruitment, or grants to go towards the increasing training requirements. Or maybe the state could jumpstart conversations about more regionalization among departments. But like Putney Fire Chief Goddard, Horn says Vermont's demographic realities are working against finding more people to serve.
People's ideas of what volunteerism looks like is a little bit different than it used to be, and the time commitment's huge, and it's kind of a tough time to be a police officer or a firefighter or an EMT. You know, you're in the limelight a lot. You're dealing with fallout from the opioid crisis. You're the front lines on so many different kinds of issues. It's hard.
The Emergency Medical Services Advisory Committee was put together in 2012, but the legislature revised the group last year and asked it to go out and see how Vermont's ambulance services were faring. Drew Hazelton is director of Rescue Inc., Windham County's ambulance service, and he's chairman of the legislative advisory group.
So the challenge is real. Most services in Vermont, greater than 3/4 of services in Vermont, are reporting that they don't have enough staff available to them.
Hazelton says an aging population means more people need service. Last year, there was a 6% jump in ambulance calls statewide, according to the committee's draft report. One of the issues lawmakers asked the committee to look into was whether the state could do more to help people get their EMS license. The committee found that more than half the ambulance services in the state had trouble accessing training and testing for EMS licensing. The EMS Advisory Committee is expected to have its report ready for the legislature early next year. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.